Hi.
Gay is not sin. And Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight.
That's right.
You're not going to find gay is sin in the Bible. You'll find some verses that people use to condemn gays, but this has been around for about 700 years. You like to say, well, the Bible is much older than that, but you're not listening. The doctrine was invented. Prior to the doctrine being invented, it wasn't used. Those verses wasn't used to condemn gays. But then the doctrine was invented because they wanted to find some sort of verses that could fit kind of an ideal so they could create a doctrine to create scandal. Well, this, you know, this is something that happened. It's a done deal. It's history. 700 some years ago, the Catholics developed, a few powerful Catholic leaders developed the anti-gay doctrine so they can point fingers at people like we do today to create scandal. And that way we can get rid of them and maybe, hopefully, get somebody else to replace that person that fits our ideals. So, what's this going to mean to you by you always wanting to say that gay is sin and it's clear and simple in the Bible? Well, it should mean something more and more to you today because things are going to happen. You might think that God's going to just sit back and let you have a field day with all sorts of people that you don't like, that you and things that you think is wrong. You love pointing fingers and saying there's sin everywhere. And yes, you know, when I come on here and talk, I am not talking about lessening sin or making sin of no importance or, you know, after all the wages of sin is death. But you see, you can't just harp on this kind of stuff. You got to kind of figure out what it is that's going on. So if you're going to sit there like a group of gays, 630 million or so, I mean, 600, you know, these are hundreds, you know, 600, what's that? 600 million. Probably about 30 million more gays in the world. And you could just sit there and throw up a couple verses that obliterate all the gays. You just gotta assume that they're changing to be straight. Again, this goes with not listening to the past, not finding out what the past did, because you can't change it. People can cover it up, they can do all kinds of stuff, but today we have no excuse. We can do this. We can find all truth. We can seek, and we can seek, you know, especially if you're going to deal with 600 million people. You better be looking to see if what you're saying about them is true. Or you're going to go to your death grave with 600 million murders to your account if you get there and you find out that it's not sin? Because you will find out it's not sin. What do you think is going to happen if you're still alive and you have to get to the rapture and all the things that are going to take place on earth while you're getting to the rapture? Well, there's some important ways to begin to find out about gays. First of all, you don't think they can be Christian. Well, how do you know? When's the last time your pastor brought a gay Christian or a gay person claiming to be a Christian to your church to give testimony on his walk with Jesus, to give account of his faith in Jesus Christ? You just don't do that because what do you think? You think you're bringing Satan to the altar. You think you're bringing demons to the altar. Hey, all the better, because then you could take authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Save this person. Soul, get that demon out of there. But they don't go, so you, I mean, you don't want anybody to come to your church. You're not going to say to a gay person, come to my church and give account of your faith in Jesus Christ. You're just not going to do that, because if you do have the opportunity to cast out Satan or demons or anything else, it doesn't happen. So then you're left with why. So now you have to make up excuse after excuse after excuse as to why that when you operated in the authority of the name Jesus Christ, nothing happened. You can't possibly tell yourself that there was no demon. There's no influence of anything evil spirits involved here. You don't want, because you have to believe to keep your doctrine that gay is sin alive, that something must be awful wrong with gay people. Like, they're possessed. But how often do you invite a gay person? Now, there's lots of gay people in the world. And you want to know something? They grew up like you. They heard all the same things that you hear. They hear every time they go to church, gay is sin. They hear every single time they turn around, Christians are condemning gays. They're saying it's in the Bible. Now look at yourself. How scholarly are you? Do you base every single thing concerning the Bible on just by yourself reading the Bible? And you going to church and listening to your pastor or your Sunday school teacher? Or you flip on the TV and you listen to those ministers? Is this your resource? Do you go to Christian bookstores and you get books concerning gays or other topics? And so this is how you are evaluating life? Have you gone to the 630 million gay people? And have you found those that know something about the Bible? Because lots of gays are just like you, like I said. They know as much as you know. Their recourses have been like yours. The sources, the resources that they go to are almost like yours. They don't often hear. They can look another way and see other information. And so lots of gay people, especially in Christian populated areas and influenced areas, they can only receive resources that you give. Now many gays do go out and they search because, you know, after all, they're gay. And you're telling them they're going to hell. And so they're going to want to find out, you know, why aren't they changing to straight? Now, let's not get into this thing that you say that gays can change to straight, because you're then basing it on your ignorance. You're assuming, because the idea sounds good, that Jesus could deliver anybody of anything. And so you say, Jesus delivers gay people of being gay. And if that doesn't work, you're accepting of if they just don't practice it, you know, just like you. You know, you're heterosexual, you got your wife there, and you just simply abstain from sex the rest of your life, you know. No particular reason, just because you decided this. I mean, after all, you wanted to see what it was like to tell somebody not to have sex. And so you told somebody that, so then you then participate in what you say by example and not have sex yourself. See how it works. It's just not going to happen. 6 billion people, it's just not going to happen. You're just not going to tell people, forget your sexuality. And so when you're using this as a way to go against gays by saying that you, hey, maybe you could be gay, but don't practice it. Tell that to yourself. Ain't going to work, people. So you got to deal with something else. You've got to start finding out why it doesn't work. You go to the ex-gay ministry, it doesn't work there. If you think that you know somebody and this and that and whatever, or your church says this, or you got to be reading the flyer that was in your church about somebody that got delivered, I mean, don't you get it? Don't you have any kind of ability whatsoever? You got to follow up on people. Because somebody in the excitement of the moment believes they're delivered or something and give testimony to that doesn't mean they're delivered. We get saved. You know what is one of the worst things that happens to Christians? Is when they get saved and they actually do feel a very dramatic conversion. You know, it's just like Jesus is there. There's the kind of glory of God. And you're almost seeing angels you have to have the experience to understand. I had the experience of my salvation, so I understand how the emotional involvement and what you're actually seeing as you're accepting Jesus Christ and the manifestation of many people that come to Christ have. Most of the time we see tears. But there's lots of times, hey, maybe I'm talking to some of you that know what I'm talking about when you had a very traumatic conversion when you accepted Jesus. People like to say, we come by faith, not feelings. But you want to know something, Jesus is real. And when you get touched by Him, you're going to feel. You're going to feel an awful lot of Him. He's feelable. Did you know that? The Bible talks about His kind of glory. The cloud comes down and so forth. All kinds of stuff. People experience things. The problem here now is you have the pastor, the minister sitting over here, and he begins to tell you certain things as you are in this emotional state. You see, you have to divide your salvation from other topics. Because you can get this feeling of wonderfulness. God is here. It's got to be right. If I feel this way, then whatever the man over there is saying, whatever that pastor is saying, whatever that minister is saying, it's got to be true. No matter what topic it is, I am flying high. The Shekinah glory of God's here. Tongues are flying and everything. Tears are flooding out. What am I going to do? The guy saying these kinds of stuff as an add-on feature to your ordinary salvation process. Pastors, you ought to be able to help those that come to Jesus through you by explaining to them that are having this really emotional feeling from Jesus Christ is that you can get addicted to the feeling, as it were, and think whatever is being said at the time is confirmed by the presence of the Lord. God's going to be there. Jesus promises to be with you. His presence is with you. And if you hear lies, Jesus just doesn't walk away and you don't feel Him anymore. You're going to feel His presence. Those of you that walk close to Jesus, just because you're feeling His presence doesn't mean that the topic somebody's talking about or the thoughts you're having is confirmed because you feel Jesus. No, Jesus said He's coming to be with you and He will never leave you. So you've got to do something different. You've got to find the facts. You've got to know something. And so you confirm it with the Word. But you can't rely on your interpretations or that guy over there's interpretations or any minister's interpretation. Some things you just got to do your own searching and find out if something is true. We got in the Bible, you know. Hey, amen, your pastor. Say the rabbi or whatever, the priest in the synagogue and so forth. And then you go home and you do some studying to find out if what you were taught was true or not. And so that's what you do. When you hear your pastor talks about something, like 600 million people going to hell unless they change to be straight, you got to find out, are they changing? If that's a condition, they got to change to be straight, then there ought to be untold millions and millions, just like all the other kinds of various things that got tons of statistics of being delivered from. And people really get delivered from demons. They get delivered from smoking and stuff. Other people, you know, they don't. Go figure. How come one gets delivered and doesn't? But it doesn't matter. The thing is that there's millions that do. And there's statistics that last a lifetime. And so you can also go and track. Do gays get delivered? Or were they wrapped up in the ceiling until they spent a couple of years to figure it out? And find out, wait a minute, I'm still feeling this way. Hey, we want to meet somebody for a reason. We like to be loved, and we want to love. And so, we want to give our love, and we want to receive somebody else's love. And there's that other thing, you know, that you're about me telling you, that they want to feel. And so, and if you don't, if you take too long, we have all kinds of names for things when we really, really want to be with somebody. And you're going to fight these kinds of stuff. You know, sex kind of thing is not the same thing as getting hooked on heroin or something. Because heroin is dangerous from the get-go. Do you believe that heroin is good because while you're taking it, you feel good? No. You know that you're gonna feel good, so don't take it. You know that people are getting hooked on this stuff. So a lot of you that never took it knows that you feel good. But that doesn't say it is good. When you hear your pastor talking about a topic and you're feeling Jesus, so that's feeling pretty good, doesn't mean the topic is correct. Unless you do some homework, some confirmation. Jesus is not a liar. The Bible does not lie. And so, if you think the Bible says something, sin, but when you go out and you start looking at history and facts that are concrete, that are undeniable. You can't change. They're mountains. They're solid. And the Bible has to confirm that, or else something screwy in your brain of understanding what you're reading in the Bible, and so you have to reevaluate your problem. Sometimes you got to shake yourself free of your bondage to lies, false doctrine, because the doctrines is all you hear in your head. It's doctrines of men. You hear that in your head when you're trying to read the scripture. Hey, doctrines of men does not necessarily mean truth that you find in the Bible. But you can seek out the truth concerning gays. You can invite them. What's so difficult about it? What an opportunity. And the bigger the fiasco, the more media attention it gets. As it were, I'm trying to convey something to you as being a witness in Christ. What do you want to do to about your condemnation of gays? You want to make laws. You want to say, hey, let's not let these gays have rights. Let's go tell our senator, don't vote. Let's go vote. Let's go do secular stuff. Why not get God? Oh, yeah, I can see you now, a group of you, in a little huddling prayer, doing your best to get hold of God. And guess what? Where two or more are joined together in my name, I will be in the midst. So what do? You feel Jesus. And then you lose track because there's some spirits involved when you're operating in the Holy Spirit, if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. You got your spirit, you got all the demon spirits. Boy, once you're in the Holy Spirit, you got to understand you've released yourself open to the spirits. Because you're in connection. If you got this idea that God is good, it's going to be like steel and this Satan and demons can't do a thing to you, and you lost it already. Because they could do things lots of different ways to you, no matter how baptized in the Spirit you are or whatever. And you could hear things. You could hear your spirit. You could hear the Holy Spirit and other spirits. and you have to rightly divide the spirit. Because you're having cat meaning doesn't necessarily mean, if you hear something about gays, that it's confirmed. However, to this day, you know, and I tried to get in the Pentecostal groups and listen to them and everything, ex-gay Pentecostal groups and Assembly of Gods and all kinds of stuff to try to hear where they're getting any of this tongue messages concerning gay. You see, you also have to confirm tongues and interpretations of tongues, because if it's not Bible, then it's not from God. No matter how much you might believe it is, God doesn't lie. The Bible doesn't lie. So if you are reading sodomite, and in your idea sodomite means gay, that doesn't make sodomite mean gay. Sodomite's a male temple prostitute. Lots of gays in the world. What's wrong with making the progress, making it intercession, bringing gays that know something about the Bible, that has a walk in Jesus Christ? Go and grab some helpless, trick some helpless, as I've heard so often, person, gay person, that doesn't know hardly much about Jesus at all. Maybe hardly even a Christian. And then you trick them somehow to get to the altar. Then you overwhelm them, terrify them, just because of the overwhelming, scary nature that it can be when a whole bunch of people pounce on somebody in tongues and laying on hands and all this kind of stuff. It can be very scary if you don't understand what's going on. And those doing this are not following and obeying the process provided to in the Bible. You need to get true believing gays, or those that claim to be, that know something about the Bible, that have had some years walk with Jesus Christ, come up and talk to you, and you can ask questions of them. Let them give account of their testimony in Jesus Christ. You're the one that's got to give answer to some of the things that have happened, the miracles that have happened in their life, how God is at the center of their relationship, how all manner of miracles and blessings that you receive when you directly ask God for them or walk in Christ Jesus, and you have your daily set of experiences with Christ that you can stand up and happily tell all the congregation the things that Jesus is doing for you. Why don't you let gays do this? And then you try to figure out, why are they getting things that you get? Why is Jesus doing the same thing in their lives as in your life? Because He is. Invite gay person. I'm willing to come to your church and talk, because I know something about this issue. To you and help you. Pastors, call me. I'm waiting for you to call me. Guess what? Those of you that don't know Jesus can come to Jesus right now, believing that Jesus, that God rose Jesus on the third day. Say this prayer. God, I believe, Jesus, that you rose Jesus on the third day, that he died for my sin, that he's born of the Virgin. Come into my life and forgive me of my sin. A simple prayer gets you saved. Now, read the King James Bible. And remember, all modern translations are from Westcott and Hort. So if you want to read the modern translations, learn about Westcott and Hort. Just read the King James Bible, people. Ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Tune in each week as I talk about these things. See you next week.